Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Hired Wife. The starring players,
this is Brian Ahern.
This is Lucille Ball.
This is Porter Hall.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in George Beck's delightful romantic comedy, Hired Wife. It stars Lucille Ball as Kendall Browning, Brian Ahern as her boss, Stephen Dexter, and Porter Hall as lawyer Van Horn. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Hired Wife.
My name is Kendall Browning. I am private secretary to Stephen Dexter of the Dexter Cement Company. He calls me his right hand, but he's never put even his left arm around me. When I came to work for him 5 years ago, he made a couple of passes at me, and I put him in his place, which was bad because he stayed there. Every year about this time, he gets spring fever and breaks out with a blonde. The symptoms are always the same. He comes in wearing a flower in his buttonhole and whistling, "My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean." Off-key. We've had a late spring this year, and so far his temperature has remained normal. And I've been hoping that the platinum pigeon who vaccinated him for $5,000 last year might have made him immune. Well, when I got down to the office this morning, I found Van Horn, our lawyer, waiting with his blood pressure in high. Stephen hadn't arrived yet, and the telephone was imitating a Swiss bell ringer. Hello. Yes, it's Mr. Dexter, secretary. No, Mr. Dexter hasn't come in yet. Try later.
Kendall, do you realize this is a matter of life and death?
Yes, Mr. Van Horn, but what can I do about it?
That contracting combine has got us nailed to the wall. They mean to put the Dexter Company in bankruptcy. Why, I remember in the case of Hatch versus Bradley...
Hello? No, Mr. Dexter hasn't signed those contracts, but I'll see that he does as soon as he comes in.
With 365 days in the year, and he has to pick this one to disappear. No, I'm going out and steady my nerves with a double chocolate fudge dream. But I'll be back.
Hello? No, Mr. Dexter hasn't come in yet. Well, yes, I'll be glad to take a message. What was that? Tweedledee is thinking of Tweedledum? Ah, is that Tweet like the Tweet and Bird? Uh-huh. And the name? Phyllis. Thank you. I'll tell him, Tweet. Bye.
Well. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Tweety Tums.
Beautiful morning. Lovely day. Flowers in bloom. What did you say?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, yes. Spring. Beautiful spring.
Hold your hats. Here we go again.
Kendall? Last night, I had a wonderful inspiration.
I know. It just called you on the phone.
Now, don't try to be funny. No. What I mean is that I've decided to change our whole advertising policy. That's why I'm late this morning. I stopped to make arrangements for Phyllis Walden to be the Dexter Cement Girl.
You'd better come away from that window before you take off. Who's Phyllis Walden?
She's a model. Here, come here, and I'll show you. See that girl on the Apollo Twin 8 poster? Well, that's Phyllis. What charm, eh? What personality.
Ask for a demonstration, automatic clutch, fire engine pickup.
You know, I feel we need something like Phyllis to help sell our cement. Something human and warm.
High dramatic drive, supercharger.
Yes, the moment I met her, I was sure she was just the model for advertising Dexter Cement. I'm going to put on one of my biggest campaigns.
I just bet you are. Now look, Stephen, why mix cement with your business? Why not pay Phyllis off now before you louse up the business?
But I tell you, Phyllis Walden is different. She has character.
What kind?
Why, you don't even know her.
Do you?
She's fine. She's real. She's honest.
All right. If you're sure it's the real thing, my blessing, Stephen. I won't try to stop you. I'm through.
Now, listen, Kendall.
Kendall, have you heard from... Oh, there you are, Stephen.
Oh, Van Horn.
Well, about time you showed up. Where have you been? out with some of your Bula Bula friends, getting tiddly?
I have no Bula Bula friends, and I'm not in the least tiddly.
Well, I am. Oh, my nerves. Stephen, do you know what's happened?
Will you stop twirling? You make me dizzy. What's happened?
Those buzzards are slapping you with an injunction the first thing in the morning.
Is that bad, Van Horn?
Bad? Well, it'll tie up everything he's got. That rival outfit's determined to get him out of business.
Well, you're my lawyer. Can't you protect me?
Certainly I can protect you, and I will. Stephen, you've got to get married.
Oh, well, there's nothing I can't take. What?
It's the only way out. Then I can put every last penny, every sack of cement, your house, the shirt on your back, and your wife's name, and they can't touch it.
Oh, no, there must be some other way out. Look, maybe I
no,
could...
No, and you've got to be married today. If you don't, you're a bankrupt. You're a failure. You're sunk.
Yes, but couldn't we hold off until...
Do you want them to put you on a corner with a tin cup? No, they can do it. Why, in the case of DeWayne versus Morris...
All right, you win. I'll get married.
Great. Now, the nearest state in which you can get married without a delay is South Carolina.
Kendall?
Yes, Stephen?
Reserve us 2 seats on the plane to Charleston.
Stephen, you don't mean... Oh, darling.
Huh? What's the darling for? Get the tickets and I'll meet you and Van Horn at the airport.
Hey, come back here.
Where are you going, Stephen?
Well, to propose to Phyllis Walden, of course.
Oh,
but you can't go. We've got papers to sign. Transfer of bank account, power of attorney. They've got to go through before the bank closes.
But how can I marry Phyllis if I don't propose to her? Will you tell me that?
Let Kendall do it.
Me? I mean, I.
She does everything else for you.
Oh, yes, but, a proposal's... sort of personal.
Nonsense. Hmm? Look at the case of John Alden versus Miles Standish and Priscilla.
Well, I can't drag her to the airport by her phony eyelashes.
Get her.
Okay, Tweety Tums, but don't say I didn't warn you. And if I make this proposal stick, just don't come crying on my shoulder and say you got stuck. So long, sucker.
Ready at gate 4, Southern Swallow for Washington, Charleston, Miami.
Stephen!
Oh, Kendall, here I am, over here.
Oh, Stephen, I was afraid I was going to be late.
Yeah, where's Phyllis? The plane leaves in a minute.
I couldn't get her to come.
What?
Hmm.
But didn't you tell her that I loved her?
I told her you adored her madly, but she said she couldn't elope today. Her Pekingese is expecting.
There goes the Dexter Cement Company.
No, it doesn't, Stephen. All you have to do is ask some other girl.
Well, what other girl do I know?
Well, there must be someone. Think hard. Someone in the office? An employee?
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to ask one of the cleaning women.
Well, how about a secretary?
Whose secretary?
Your secretary. Me.
You? Oh, yes, that's right. You're a girl, aren't you? Well, look here, Kendall. Would you consider? Purely for business, you understand.
Yes, come on. Do you want to miss the plane?
Kendall, I just can't tell you how grateful I am to you for helping me out of a spot. I want you to know that you've done me a great favor.
Oh, no, not at all, Stephen. As a matter of fact, I've
yes,
always...
Yes, indeed. You're a rare sort of a woman, Kendall Browning. And this isn't the moonlight or the buttermilk talking. Ever since we've got married, I've been wanting to say that...
Yes, well, Stephen?
That it isn't every secretary who would help her boss out like this. Mm. Kendall, you're a good scout.
Good scout.
Yes, sir. A good scout.
I guess you never will understand.
Hmm?
Stephen, I must tell you something. It seemed all right till we got to New York tonight, but now I feel as though I'd done a terrible thing.
Well, Kendall, are you crying?
I'm a liar, Stephen.
I've known that for years. But right now, I don't seem to care.
No, please don't kiss me, Stephen.
Well, you're my wife.
No, I'm not. I'm only the woman you married. I'm just a substitute for the woman you really want.
Oh. Let's forget about Phyllis.
Well, she'd be here if I'd followed orders and asked her.
What?
I lied to you, Stephen. Now I've run out of lies.
Then Phyllis didn't say no?
She didn't have a chance. I didn't go to see her.
I see. And then you purposely delayed your arrival at the airport so I'd be forced to ask you to marry me.
I did it to protect you, Stephen. You've got to believe
that. Why, you contemptible, unscrupulous, double-crossing...
All right, I admit it. But what have I done that can't be undone? Your business and your bank account are safe, and so are you. There's not much satisfaction in being kissed by a man who keeps his eyes closed and thinks of someone else.
Oh, Kendall, Kendall. What am I going to do about you?
Well, what do you want to do, Stephen?
Oh, stop acting married.
Well, we are, you know.
Now. Stop looking at me like that and go home.
I am home.
Are you going to get tough with me, Kendall Browning?
The name is now Kendall Dexter, and I think maybe I will get tough.
All right, if it's a fight you want, you'll get one. To a finish. Now get out of my house.
Well, if you're going to be brutal, good night, Stephen. I'll see you at the office in the morning, and don't be late.
Ah, there you are, you newlyweds.
Ah, Van Horn.
What'd you do? Disconnect the doorbell so you wouldn't be disturbed? Naughty, naughty.
Why, you addle-pated legal louse.
Kendall, why are you putting on your hat? Where do you think you're going?
I'm leaving Stephen for good.
Oh, but you can't. Do you want those vultures to suspect this marriage isn't on the level? Well, they'll not only break Stephen, they'll send him to jail. You haven't a chance, Steve, unless Kendall lives here with you until the storm blows over.
All right, Van Horn. For Stephen's sake, I won't go.
For my sake? All right. I'll grit my teeth and go through with it. But do you realize the position this puts me in with Phyllis?
Well, what about me? What will I tell my husband? Oh, not you. The good one I'll marry next.
Oh, don't worry. You can have the bedroom. I'll sleep on the porch swing. And Van Horn can sleep on the love seat in the hall.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, now, look here, Stephen. I don't...
I said you sleep on the love seat. Good night, Van Horn.
Well, it reminds me of the case of Dummelwitty versus Kimbletwit. Bedroom, porch swing, love seat. The prudes.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Before you go to bed tonight, take your hand mirror and really study your face, your skin. Ask yourself just one question. Do I look older than I really should? Now, unless you honestly believe you are as young-looking as you can be, here is some very important information. Outstanding skin specialists tell me this. Rubbing the skin of your face can make your skin look older. And here's the reason. These doctors say the skin of your face is the most delicate, the finest textured of your entire body. Now, here's the important part of it. You don't have to rub Lady Esther four-purpose face cream into your skin to make it work. This famous cream is so soft, you just smooth it on gently, then wipe it off. That's all. It dissolves as it touches your skin. And this is what it does for your skin. Without harmful rubbing, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream cleans your skin. It softens your skin. It helps nature refine the pores. And it leaves a perfect base for your powder. One of the most beautifying ingredients science knows is an extra safeguard to help keep your skin smooth and younger looking. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, with no help from any other cream, this one cream by itself can help keep your skin softer, smoother, and younger looking. After the very first application, look in your mirror again. With your own eyes, see the difference. With your fingertips, feel the difference.
It is 2 weeks later. Kendall, played by Lucille Ball, still occupies the bedroom. Stephen, Brian Ahern, still sleeps and dreams of his true love, Phyllis Walden, in the porch swing. And Van Horn, their lawyer and chaperone, played by Porter Hall, spends his nights on the love seat. We find them now, a jolly threesome at breakfast.
Coffee's stone cold again. Will you tell me why the orange juice is always hot and the coffee always cold?
Well, if you wouldn't spend so much time every morning in the bathroom making yourself pretty...
It's my bathroom, and I'll stay in there just as long as I please.
Stephen, listen to this. The morning paper says, Combine withdraws suit against Dexter Cement Company.
What?
We won, Stephen, we won. The vultures have given up.
Yeah, let me see that paper.
Here, right here. Read it yourself.
Oh, Stephen, how wonderful.
I told you we'd lick them, didn't I?
Aren't you happy, Stephen?
Why, happy isn't the word. Why, this means I'm a free man. It's a reprieve from heaven. Just wait till I break the news to Phyllis.
To Phyllis?
No, poor girl. She's been so patient and brave and understanding. Van Horn, how long will it take to get Kendall and me divorced?
6 weeks in Reno, if neither party contests it.
Oh, but this party will contest it plenty.
Kendall, you're not going to fight this?
I certainly am.
Well, in that case, it'll take years.
Years?
Five. Your best bet is to disappear and be given up for dead.
Oh, so you're going to fight this, are you, Kendall? You like being Mrs. Stephen Dexter. All right. See how much you like it 3 weeks from now. You can have the house. I'm moving out. You're a grass widow. And from now on, I'm going to be seen in every club and night spot in town with Phyllis Walden. Maybe you'll be glad to divorce me when the gossip columns start laughing you out of town. Goodbye.
Stephen!
Oh, let him go, Kendall. I couldn't stand another night on that love seat.
But, Van Horn, don't you understand? I love him. I really love him.
Well, I'm afraid there's nothing you can do legally.
Well, this is no time to worry about points of law. I've got to save him from that stupid blonde.
Well, in that case, a Funnelhauf versus Mingelmeide.
Wait a minute. I think I've got an idea.
Which was very similar to the case of Gimbelfeather versus Dingledroop. The trial judge based his decision on the case of Minglepuss versus Wigglecook and ruled that...
Hello? Hello, Acme Escort Service? Well, do you happen to have something that's tall, dark, and handsome who is absolutely irresistible to something small, blonde, and moronic? You have? His name is Jose? Will you send him over COD? Yes, the address is Mrs. Kendall Dexter, East 54th Street, Riverview Apartment.
Ah, the beautiful music. She reminds me of home, Mrs. Dexter, in far-off South America.
Never mind putting on the act for me, Jose. Save it till you meet Phyllis. Here comes a head waiter. Tell him we want Mr. Dexter's table.
Si.
Good evening, monsieur. You have your reservation?
Senor Dexter's party, please.
Oui, this way, please.
Ah, I so love this Swan Club. It's so, so expensive.
So is Phyllis, but Stephen will see that you have plenty of spending money.
You mean your husband will pay for my campaign?
Yes, only he won't know it. He never looks at what he's signing when I make out his checks, and since this is for his own good, he might just as well pay for it. Here's our table. Hello, Stephen. Hello, Phyllis, darling. I'm so sorry we're late.
What? Say, what is this?
Oh, now, don't be cross, dear. We got held up in traffic. Phyllis, may I present Senor Don Jose de Braganza?
How do you do?
How do you do?
And this is Stephen, my husband.
In South America, we have nothing so beautiful as you, senorita.
Pardon me, she says I'm Stephen.
Oh. Oh, excuse me. How do you do?
Have you ordered yet, Poppy?
No, Poppy has not ordered. What are you trying to do to me now? Who's that grasshopper with you?
Biggest dam and bridge man in South America.
You can't get away with this. Well, Phyllis, we'd better leave if we're going to make that show.
Why, Senor Braganza, you mean you eat Zimmerman's cream cheese just because my picture's on it?
I eat four. No, six cases, beautiful one.
Phyllis.
What? Oh, yes, Stephen.
If we don't go, we'll miss the show,
darling. Oh, we can see it some other night.
Oh, certainly you can. Besides, it got bad write-ups.
Well, you don't even know which show we're going to.
Well, that simply goes to prove my point, doesn't it? Tell me, Jose, have you bought any polo ponies lately?
Polo ponies?
Hmm.
Oh, polo ponies. No.
I thought I read you had some sent up from Brazil.
Oh, just a few strings.
Oh, I'd love to see them. May I, Jose?
Alas, I send them back to my fazenda.
Fazenda?
That is, a quinta, herada, hacienda.
I suppose that's a farm.
Farm? Tell her how long it takes to ride across it, Jose.
Oh, half a day. That's a little one.
Would you like to dance, Phyllis?
Well, I...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've already asked Phyllis what is dancing, or Dexter. You don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. Have a good time.
Come, beautiful one. I shall show you the real way to dance the tango like we do from South America.
Stephen, don't look so disturbed, dear. It's all in fun.
In fun? If he squeezes her hand once more, I'm going to slip him a double chocolate Mickey Finn. Why, he's a lounge lizard, a parlor snake. Where did you meet him, and what are you up to? Are you listening to him? Are you up to...
Well, Jose, how are we doing?
Wonderful, Senora Dexter. Here are my expense bills for the month of May.
Apartment at the Ritz, rent of automobile, luncheons at Pierre, ring. Ring, Jose?
Ring on the telephone. 500 of them.
Oh. June was an expensive month for Jose. Theater tickets, horse show tickets, breakfast for two. Breakfast, Jose?
Oh, we only rode horseback in the park one morning.
Oh. What's the matter with you, Jose? Here it is July. Hasn't Phyllis weakened yet?
She is almost giddy from dizziness with love for me. Day before yesterday, she insulted me. Yesterday, she slapped my face. And today... today we shall see what we shall see. Hello, Kendall. I've been looking all over.
Go away, Jose. It's all over. We've lost. He came in an hour ago and said, since I won't divorce him, he'll ask for an annulment. Then he sent for Phyllis.
Phyllis loves me. She will not come here.
Yeah, well, she's in the other room with him right now, and he's asking her to marry him.
What? I will kill him. I will kill them both, two times, twice. Come, you shall watch the slaughtering. Phyllis, I'm here. You're Jose.
Jose!
Get out of here.
You cannot win my Phyllis, Senor Dexter. Never. She loved me madly.
Since when?
Since always. Since time began and the world was damp. And I was a bullfrog. And she was a cow frog.
Isn't that beautiful, Stephen? He always says the most romantic things.
Phyllis, you owe it to yourself to find out more about this man. Where does your money come from, Senor Braganza?
I told you once, Stephen.
Yes, I know. Now I want him to tell me.
It comes from the cement business.
Oh, Stephen! Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you were getting up a game of gin rummy.
Now, what do you want, Van Horn?
Me? Oh, oh yes. Well, I was just going over these bills. Oh, hello, everybody. And there's quite a flock of funny checks here.
I guess you and I better be running along, Jose.
Yes, you will excuse us quick, please.
Oh, no, Kendall. No, I won't take a minute. Now, about these checks, Stephen, they all seem to be made out to a party named Jose de Braganza. Is that your new tailor?
Did you say Jose de Braganza? Yeah. Let me see those checks.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
You stay where you are, Kendall. Well, this is the greatest bungo game of all time. So, Senor Braganza, you do get your money from cement. My cement.
Cement mixer, putty putty.
Jose, what do those checks mean?
Phyllis, darling, it looks bad, but it couldn't be worse.
Oh, Jose, how could you?
Kendall, I knew you were a liar, but I didn't know you were a crook.
Senor Dexter, I challenge you to a duel. I cannot receive such an insult to your wife.
Oh, you can't you? You cut-rate Casanova? Well, you try taking this.
Oh! Look, could I hold somebody's coat?
Get some water, Mr. Van Horn. Oh, Jose, darling, are you hurt?
I will kill him to pieces.
Well, I don't know why you should fight over Kendall. She's not worth fighting over.
Oh, I'm not, am I? Why, you...
Kendall, you let Phyllis alone.
Come, my poor little Phyllis. Here, I will kiss this
you. You keep away from Phyllis.
You leave me alone, Jose. I hate you. You're a fraud.
There, Phyllis, don't cry, darling. Everything's going to be all right now.
Come on, Jose, let's get out of here.
Yes, and the sooner the better.
Farewell, my lovely Phyllis.
Goodbye, Stephen. You can't blame a girl for trying, you know. You can have your divorce. Come on, Van Horn, you can fix the papers.
This reminds me a great deal of the case of Poople Dick versus Quiggledoop. And it's very similar to the case of Quiffleberry versus Dingledum.
Well, that's that. We finished with those two.
Poor Jose. He looks so sad.
6 years I put up with that Kendall Browning. She's bossed me and bullied me, and I let her do it. What a fool I was.
So was I, Stephen. I should have known Jose was a phony. Honest men don't make love that well. They haven't had the practice.
6 years, and at least once a day, Kendall did something frightful to me. Why, I've stood more from Kendall Browning than I'd stand from a woman I loved.
I knew men could be low, but none as low as Jose.
Truth, honor, decency, they mean nothing to her. Kendall steals. She lies. She cheats.
I'd like to strangle Jose. That's very
I consider today the luckiest day of my life. Yes, and you should too, Phyllis.
Stephen.
Yes?
When are we going to stop kidding ourselves?
What do you mean?
We love them.
Yes. But I'm glad you said it first. Come on. We've got to catch them before they get too far away. But Kendall, don't you understand? I don't want you to get a divorce. I love you.
No, it's no good, Stephen. Too much has happened. I'm going to Reno.
Excuse me, I always seem to be interrupting.
Now, what do you want, Van Horn?
There's a judge here from South Carolina.
And what does he want?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, ma'am. I'll just bet you'll never guess why I'm here.
You win your bet, sir.
You know what? You ain't married.
What was that?
What did you say?
Well, you two ain't no more married than jaybirds. No, sir. I just found out that when I married you down in Charleston, my license had expired.
You mean what? We've never been married at all?
That's right, ma'am. But no harm done. I got my license now, and I'm going around making everything legal. Join hands, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kendall.
This one's on me, ma'am.
Yes, and that one down in Charleston was one on everybody. I'm a free woman again, and I'm going to stay free.
Oh, is that so? Now, you listen to me, Kendall Browning. If I want to marry you, it's none of your business.
Oh, isn't it now?
You're not going to run my life anymore. Give me your hand.
Let go of me.
Now, stop fighting. Go ahead, Judge.
Well, this is most unusual.
Go ahead.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
Yes, it's exactly like the case of Gravel Gertie versus B.O. Plenty. Go ahead, Judge.
The Johnnies, too, and the Holy Man from that.
Thank you, Brian Ahern, Porter Hall, and Lucille Ball, for your delightful performances in tonight's play.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. It was our fun. The wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund at its country house makes our appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players a double pleasure, for we know the benefits from these programs support that work. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Ball. Ladies, unless you know and understand the important beauty principle I'm about to tell you, you're apt to have a shocking surprise someday. Someday, before you realize it, you may look in your mirror and suddenly realize that you look older than you should. I learned this from outstanding skin specialists. They tell me that the skin of your face is the most delicate skin of your entire body, and rubbing your skin can make it age faster than it should. Rubbing can stretch this delicate skin, coarsen it, start tiny lines that blossom into wrinkles. Naturally, you should use a face cream you don't have to rub. And Lady Esther four-purpose face cream requires no rubbing whatever. It's so soft, you just smooth it on, then wipe it off. Without rubbing, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream does these four important things. One, it gently cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a lovely smooth base for your powder. One of the most beautifying ingredients known to science gives extra help in keeping your skin soft and young-looking. Now, if you can accomplish these four essential things with this one cream which needs no rubbing, and remember, skin specialists advise against rubbing, why not start using this cream tonight?
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present The Bells of St. Mary's. It will star Ingrid Bergman, Joan Carroll, and Bing Crosby. Be sure to listen. Hired Wife was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence and was presented through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, producers of Ernest Hemingway's The Killers. Lucille Ball appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Holiday in Mexico. Brian Ahern will soon be seen in the RKO production, The Locket. Porter Hall can soon be seen in the Cecil B. DeMille Paramount production, Unconquered. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.